fixing up the motor. The Ottoni has promised Mundine the car as soon as my brother gets his license when he turns 16. What I always wonder is, how good can a car be that always needs some repair? The special feelings I once had for Sam have definitely faded. Now he seems like a regular boy, with his hair too white, as if it's been left in a bucket of bleach overnight, his eyes a dull blue. He and Mundine are always talking about cars. Chucha and I will pass by the carport and overhear them discussing the carburetor and brake pads, points, and plugs. I'll repeat these words to myself as if by doing so I'll somehow be able to understand my older brother and my former love a little better. Sometimes, when Mundine and Sam are out working on the car and Mommy and her friends are playing canasta on the patio, it seems as if things might be going back to normal. Suddenly, I'll think up a dozen things to say to Chucha about something I saw in one of Mrs. Washburn's Life magazines or a plan for a hairdo that'll make me look older. But then something happens to remind me that we're not safe, and my words slide away again. Thursday morning, we are on our way to Oscar's house for class, Sam and Mundine and I. His chauffeur has the day off, so Mr. Washburn is driving. He has a stop to make downtown at Wimpy's anyway. Wimpy is over at the Washburns a lot these days. I've heard Sam tell Mundine that Wimpy is really an undercover agent for the United States. That's why Mr. Washburn has been bringing him to the secret meetings at our house. Today traffic is heavy. Probably El Jefe's car is expected down the main avenue, which means cars will be backed up until his motorcade passes. We inch forward at a crawl.